Hi, we're Grace Life, and we'd love to help you discover Jesus' unconditional love and grace for you.
It's so wonderful to hear the testimonies from the different campuses, the report backs from different people, literally around the world. And it's such a, I think it's an encouragement for anyone who's here today who's part of Grace Life. I think it's an encouragement to us that we're part of something much bigger than what we see. And that's really what I would like to encourage us with. Today is that we're part of something much bigger. We're also called to something much bigger. So don't be limited by what you see at your campus right now. Some campuses, it might only be 20 people, 30 people, but God is in this, in Grace Life. He's called us to something significant, and it's only going to grow from here. You know, we're growing places. In the next year, I'm trusting that we're going to be planting at least a couple more churches, that we're going to be able to reach out into new areas and see many more people saved. And I'm really excited about what God's got for us. But that's really just what I'd like to share a bit more about, is just what we're called to as Christians and what we're called to, obviously, then as Grace Life, as a church family too. And this church family, as you've seen, ranges from Stellenbosch and surrounding areas to Piketberg and into Pretoria, and then as far north as Albania. And so, this message is for all of us. Okay, so I want to stir you up regarding what God has called us to as believers. And in John 10:10, I think we can really start off there by seeing where Jesus said, "The thief comes but for to kill, steal, and destroy. I have come that they may have and enjoy life to the full till it overflows." And, Jesus is speaking about the abundant life which he came to give us. From that scripture, we get the little saying, if it's good, it's God. If it's bad, it's the devil. And that's basic theology, that, good things come from God, bad things come from the devil. But God's really got an abundant life for all of us. And that means many different things, but it means what it says, a life of abundance, a quality and a quantity of life. And, the thing which we've got to realize is that life is not just for you. Okay, many Christians become very self-centered about what Christianity is all about. And grace, what grace is all about. Grace is awesome. That's what we're about. When grace truly impacts your life, you'll start to impact other people's lives. That's the driving force behind this ministry. The message of grace so impacted Mona and I's lives that, we wanted to just share it with other people. We wanted to just get this message out. And I believe it's the same for many of you. Grace, this message has impacted your life so much that you want to reach out with the same message and just be a blessing and help other people get it. You take the CDs on a Sunday and you want to dish them out, or you sharing links with people. And you just want people to hear the message that impacted and transformed and has changed and continues to change your life. But the thing is what I want you to see is this abundant life which Jesus gives us isn't just for us, it's for us to also reach people with. Okay, Matthew 28, verse 18, it says, go into all the world. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. And it goes on there. But the point I want you to see is there that Jesus is giving us the commission and the call to go into all nations and to reach all nations, not just home. No Christian is called just to stay home. Again, and that's one of the points I want to stress. Our lives are meant to impact the world. We're called to the nations. Written into the heart of every Christian is the nations, are the nations. We're called to make a difference in the world. Now, some of us are called to maybe stay home, and I know some people are called to their country, to their city, and you're called to stay there. And that's 100% accurate. We're all called to make an impact wherever we are. But, as believers together, we're called to make a difference in the world. And so within Grace Life family, you might be called to stay at your campus and just build your campus and impact and change your town. But as a Grace Life as a whole, collectively, we're all called to reach out and reach the nations. And you are part of that. You're not just called to stay home. You're also called to make an impact in the nations. And you might stay home, but your money won't. You're supposed to give so that your money will go places you've never gone. Your money will impact places for eternity, which you will never go and impact personally. And I think that's exciting for us to realize, you know. The other record of the Great Commission is Mark chapter 16. Jesus says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." You know, we're called to go into all the world, not just Stellenbosch, not just Piketberg, not just Pretoria, not just Durbanville, Solaris Pass, Somerset West, Rabaul, Cape Town, Duress. You know, we're called to go much further than where we're going. Okay, and once again, you might stay where you are for the rest of your life and impact that area, but your resources, and you're called to support other people in going further. Okay, you know, it all boils down to this. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20, it says, "Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." And this is the point, we're ambassadors for Christ. We are representatives for Christ. An ambassador by definition is an accredited diplomat. It's a representative. And so you and I as Christians, not just pastors, but Christians, every single believer is a representative of God. You are God's address. You know, the world shouldn't be looking any further than you if they're looking for God. The unbeliever is searching for God. You know, they're searching for a higher power, some kind of explanation to make sense of what's going on in the world. And they should look no further than a Christian. But sadly, many Christians misrepresent God. And so a lot of people out there have a false view of God, because when they look at Christians, you know, we're not representing God like He is. We're not representing this God of love and goodness and grace and mercy and all of this. So an ambassador, if you think about an ambassador, doesn't represent himself. An ambassador represents the authority who sent him. And that's the problem for a lot of Christians, is they're not representing God properly. You know, an ambassador doesn't communicate their opinion. They only communicate what they see and what they are told to say and what their higher authority would actually be communicating. And that's the same for us. We should be like what Jesus said, you know, "I only do and say what I hear and say my Father do and say." You know, Jesus said He doesn't do anything except what He sees His Father do. That should be the same for us as believers. You know, in John chapter 14, verse 9, Jesus said to Philip, He said, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." He who has seen me has seen the Father. Now, I think that is probably the highest level of being a representative or an ambassador. You know, Jesus representing the Father, He said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." And, you know, He echoes that even in Hebrews, and I just want to read it quickly. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, He says, "Who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person." Now, it's talking about Jesus, and it's saying that God was the express, that Jesus was the express image of God. That means exact replica, like a carbon copy, like perfect representation. And so Jesus is said the same thing. He said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." And you know, when I read that a while back, my thoughts on it was just, you know, can I say that to people? If you've seen me, you've seen God. And I think that there's really a challenge there for us to allow more for, you know, like John the Baptist said, "I must decrease so He can increase." That should be really where we're all at, is that we want less of ourselves and more of God in our lives. Now we've got all of God in our spirits. I know that we're identical to Christ, but we want to let Him out more and more so that people can see Him more. Amen. You know, if we won't be able to say to anyone, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father," without living like that. Without living like the Father, we can't say, "Hey, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father." And we can never live like Jesus or live like God without the empowering to do that. It's impossible to live like Jesus without His empowering. You know, many people think when it comes to just empowering, we're just thinking in terms of loving people and being patient with people, and it includes that. And I'm not belittling that. But a lot of people, especially religious people, will kind of ignore the power of Jesus. We're supposed to live like Jesus, not just in word or in emotion and loving people, but in deed, in action. In, you know, what would Jesus do? If you see someone who's sick, you'd heal them because Jesus would heal the sick. You know, and he never refused to heal any sick person. So if someone comes and asks you for prayer for healing, there should never be a moment where we can't deliver what Jesus would deliver in that situation. And we're growing in it. We're all growing in this, but this should be something that we desire to see more and more in our lives. Being an ambassador is being a representative of Jesus and doing what he would do in that situation. Now, being an ambassador is about influencing people, and this is why I'm excited about Grace Life and how we're growing and the testimonies that are coming out and how churches are being established, and you know, we're reaching people online and all of this, because it's really about influencing people. You know, the stronger we get, the healthier we get as a church, the bigger we get, the more people we're influencing. And that gives us a lot of weight around the world to be able to help people. To be, you know, if you have more money, you can help more people. If you have more money, we can plant more churches, etc., etc. So, you know, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16, "You are the salt of the earth, but if a salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then for good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden." So he's saying, hey, you are the salt of the earth and you are the light of the world. Then he says, "Nor does a lamp, do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, or but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house." Verse 16, "Let your light shine before men so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." So firstly, he says, you are the salt of the earth. Okay, not the salt of the church, the salt of the earth. Okay, he says, and you know what salt does is it preserves. Salt adds flavor. We are here to preserve the world. As long as the church is still in the world will not self-destruct. Okay, because we are the salt. We are here to preserve the world. Okay, and the unbeliever doesn't realize it, but the only reason they haven't fallen apart is because we're here. Okay, but the salt also adds flavor, and the world is really just tasteless. I mean, if you just watch movies and stuff, a lot of it is just tasteless. And we are here as Christians to add flavor to a tasteless world. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world," and you know, we're here to get rid of darkness and show people the way. But the purpose of all of this is, Jesus said in verse 16, is that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. As we allow ourselves to be influencers in the world and be salt and light in dark places and tasteless places, people will see what we're doing, the good works we're doing, and they will glorify our Father in heaven. It brings glory to the Father when we bear much fruit, John 15 says. So it's a fruitfulness. Being an influencer is really what being an ambassador is all about. But as I've already kind of said, we cannot effectively influence, we cannot effectively represent Jesus without this empowering to do it. Okay, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea, and all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth," or to the ends of the earth. And what this is saying is that, you know, we won't represent Jesus correctly. This is saying we'll receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and we'll be witnesses to Jesus in all the world. But we cannot represent Jesus effectively or correctly, and we'll never be a good witness without having His empowering. Because we can't represent, we can't do what Jesus does, we can't do what Jesus would do in a situation if we don't have the empowering that Jesus had. Jesus was empowered by the Holy Spirit. You know, He was God in the flesh. And so we need God in our flesh. We need the baptism of the Holy Spirit in us, the empowering of the Holy Spirit to do what Jesus would do. And if we don't have that empowering, we'll never do the supernatural. The Christian life is a call to a supernatural life, and we'll never be supernatural unless we have a supernatural power. You know? So before we get on to that, you know, God doesn't expect us to witness without Him. He doesn't expect us to witness without, and the scripture shows us. I mean, Jesus said to his disciples, hey, here's an awesome message. Go preach this message to all the world. Then he says, wait in Jerusalem until you receive power from on high. And then he says, when you receive this power, you'll be witnesses in all the earth. Now this power, it says you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. The word power there is supernatural ability. It's supernatural ability. Why would God give us a supernatural ability to live a normal life? We're not supposed to look like the unbeliever. Our lives shouldn't just be living for a paycheck and, you know, just wanting to have a comfortable life. We're not called to play it safe. We're not called to a natural life. We're called to a supernatural life. We're called to make an impact in the world. We're called to make an eternal difference for Jesus in the world, because life is short. You know, eternity is forever and hell is hot. And so we're needing to really just realize why we're here. And why we're here is to make an eternal difference in eternity, to impact people's lives. But we'll never be able to make that supernatural difference without that supernatural ability. We'll never be able to be supernatural witnesses without the supernatural empowering. Now, the supernatural ability is for us to have a supernatural witness. And our witness is primarily our lives, the way that we live. It's not just laying hands on the sick and seeing them recover. It is that. But, you know, our life is our witness. People are watching us. You know, for some people, you know, you are the only Bible they will ever read. For some people, you are the only Bible they'll ever read, because they'll look at your life and judge God based on you and how you're living. And I mean, that might feel like a bit of pressure for you, and it is a little bit, but if you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you know, and you're flowing in grace, people will look at you, know that you're not judgmental, and see just how your life is just supernatural. And that's how it should be. So, you know, our primary witness is our life. And so the Holy Spirit's empowering is for us to live a supernatural life, where when challenges come, we get through it with joy. When problems come our way, we overcome them. When there's challenges and obstacles, we rise up as more than conquerors, and we live in victory. We live in joy. We live in peace. No matter what's going on in the world, we always have provision. We always have healing. We always have things like this going on in our lives. And, you know, it's just like there's just so much favor on our lives. And people look at us and go, how is this possible? There must be a God and He must favor you. You know, that's what you want people to see. So it says you'll receive power, supernatural ability when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you'll be witnesses, not just in your hometown, not just in Jerusalem, but in all the earth. Okay? Now, you might never leave your hometown, and that's fine, but your money will. You can be a witness in all the world with your money, by sending money, by helping church plants and things like that. Okay? But you even to be able to give supernaturally into to world missions, you need supernatural ability to get that money. Amen? Yeah, Jesus said in John 14, verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works which I do, shall he also do, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go into my Father. Jesus said we'd be able to do the same things that he did. And he did supernatural things. Blind eyes open, deaf ears open, dead raised, lepers healed, you know, demons cast out. Those are supernatural things. You and I can't do those supernatural works without that supernatural power to do it. This is really, just shows us the importance of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you might be there sitting here today and just saying, you know what, I don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You're missing out big time. If you haven't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, there's nothing to be scared of. It's something which will just amplify your relationship with God. If you don't know about the Holy Spirit, about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you need to get hold of Rooted, which should be available at the resource table. And I want to encourage you, get a hold of it. There's two chapters on the Holy Spirit there. Get a hold of the teaching at the back, God's ability in you, and listen to the teaching on the Holy Spirit's empowering, and receive God's empowering to do the work that He's called you to do. You will never fulfill your purpose on earth without His empowering. You will never fulfill it. It's impossible. Okay? It's about, you know, we're called as ambassadors to do whatever Jesus did. But we cannot do that if we're not enabled to do that. You know, as humans, we're not enabled to fly. Okay, I'm enabled to fly and I can fly. Every single time I get into an aeroplane, I fly. So, you know, you can't fly without the enabling. Okay. We can lay our hands on people and it does nothing. You can speak to sickness and it does nothing if you're not empowered by the Holy Spirit, if you're not empowered with God's supernatural power. You know, we as humans, we can't heal things. We can't make people healed. You know, I've heard testimonies of limbs growing back and things like that. We can't do that in and of ourselves. It has to be supernatural power. God created the world with His Word. You know, and so He can cause a hand to grow back or a leg to grow back easy. You know, we've seen legs shorter than the other this year. So many legs shorter than the other, and they just grow out by the power of God. And it's not our power, it's God's power. We couldn't do it in and of ourselves. And that's why I'm saying, you know, we couldn't heal a fly. but with the power of God, all things are possible. You know, we were created as Christians to do the same work as Jesus did and to live a supernatural life. And this is what God wants for us. But this supernatural life isn't just for us. Many Christians, we're like, wow, God loves me. I want to live this abundant life. He's got so much for me. And then we become self-centered and self-focused. And it's all about me, myself, and I, and prosperity for me. And your prosperity has a purpose. I've just finished a series on this. The purpose of it isn't you. It includes you, but it's not just you. It's for us to be able to impact the world. And this is what we have to wake up to as believers, is that our lives are not for ourselves. We're called to the nations. We're called to impact eternity. And we're not going to do it as long as we're just focused on ourselves. You know, some of you, I know you're trusting for a miracle. You're trusting for healing. You know, there's something that you're trusting. I want to encourage you. You know, that healing belongs to you. That miracle has been provided for you. It's yours. But don't wait until you get it, until you become a blessing to other people. Go out, lay hands on the sick, see people healed, be a blessing to others while you're in the process of receiving yours. You know, go and be a blessing. Don't just focus on yourself and say, I'll never be happy until I get my healing or my miracle. You know, forget about yourself and focus on the needs of others. If you're trusting God for a car and it's like, wow, you know, I need a car so desperately or whatever, go find someone who needs a car and start praying and agreeing with them for their car. Forget about your needs and focus on the needs of others. I'm just trying to help us to see that, you know, we're called to something much bigger than ourselves. If your life is all about you, it's a very sad life. We're called to be about so much more than just ourselves. You know, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is not just for you. And this is, you're sad, but in the church, a lot of Christians have made the baptism of the Holy Spirit about just me. It helps me in my relationship with God. It edifies me when I pray in the Spirit. It builds me up. It encourages me. And that's 100% true, and it's vital, but it's incomplete. Jesus said, you will receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses. The primary purpose of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it makes you feel good, it equips you, it enables you to be a witness. Not to just receive, but to be something, to give. And this is what we've got to see, is that it's for us to be a witness, to live out this witness, to be a blessing to other people. We shouldn't just be limiting the baptism of the Holy Spirit to for us. It's not just for us, it's for us to be a witness. If we're only using the Holy Spirit for us and for our lives, we're missing out. It's for much more than that. So, to conclude, we're all called to this mission. We're all called to reach people where we are and then to reach the world. We don't have to go into the world, we can send our money into all the world and be part of reaching the world through our giving. Romans chapter 10. Verse 14, it says, how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him on whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? Now that's talking about money. It's saying, you know, we're going to Albania at the end of the year, and Carl and Alicia are coming to South Africa. And how can Carl and Alicia come back to South Africa and minister to the churches here and the partners? And how can we go and look after the church in Albania unless we're sent? unless people give money towards us going. How can we plant churches in areas where we want to plant churches without people sending? So there's a calling to be a sender and to finance the kingdom, and there's a calling to go and help build the kingdom like that. But you're building through your sending, through your financial support, and you're building through your going. And we're all called to both and to be part of both in some way. And then it says in verse 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. People cannot have faith to receive Jesus without hearing the word preached to them. And the word doesn't get preached unless we send it out there. And so this is a vital thing to realize. You know, some are called to go, some are called to send. Stay and send. But all are called to be part of. If you're a believer, you're called to be part of the Great Commission. You may be called to stay, but your money isn't called to stay. Okay? You know, you cannot be an ambassador for Christ. Let me say it like this. You start off as an ambassador for Christ right where you are, but you cannot be an effective ambassador for Christ in the nations if you aren't an effective ambassador for Christ where you are. Some of you feel called to the nations and you're waiting to go to the nations, but you need to realize that if you're not an effective ambassador right where you are right now, you'll never be an effective ambassador to the nations. So start where you are. Okay, so just a few next steps. What is your next step in this whole journey of impacting the nations with the gospel of Jesus, the glorious gospel of Jesus and what He's done for us, the finished work of Christ? What is your next step in growing in this? Well, you know, we all start somewhere, so we all will start maybe at a different place. But I want to encourage you that if you haven't done Growth Track, you need to do Growth Track. Growth Track is a way of us helping you facilitate your growth and discipleship, and introducing you into the life of the church and helping you grow as a part of Grace Life, but also as a believer. It's open to anyone, so it's not just for Grace Lifers, but anyone can do it, but you need to do it. Okay, week one is always Find Freedom, where we help people find, discover relationship with God, respond to Him through baptism and filling of the Spirit, where we help people find freedom from sin, freedom from the power of the devil, freedom from bondages, and get them started on their journey of growing in relationship with God. Week two is Connect and Belong, where we talk about God's heart for the church, where we talk about Grace Life, where we've come from, how you can be part of Grace Life, where you get to meet the leadership. Week three is Discover Your Purpose, where we help you discover what God's placed inside of you, the unique talents and abilities and giftings, and we show you how you can use those to help build the kingdom, to help reach people. And that's a vital one. Over there, we also show you how you could be part of the Dream Team, which is our volunteer teams at the different campuses, and how you can help build the local church by strengthening the services and serving in on a Sunday. Then the week four of every month, we have Make a Difference, where we talk about how you can make a difference with your life. It's really just ambassador training, where we talk about some of the things we've spoken today. We talk about how to share your testimony, how to share the gospel, and we equip you to be able to be a witness where you are in the workplace, in university, in school, in your community. And that's important. So I want to encourage you, if you haven't done Growth Track, do Growth Track. Ask your campus pastor, when is Growth Track going to run again? I want to do Growth Track. Bring people to do Growth Track. If you've done Growth Track, you're welcome to do it again. You can do it as many times as you want. If you know people who haven't done it, bring them. Come join them and do it again with them doing it for the first time. It's important. Then I want to encourage you, if you're not involved in your local church, get involved in your local church. Get involved in your campus and help to impact people's lives. Every time you put out a chair, you know, for the service, that chair is going to impact someone's life for eternity. Someone might be sitting on it who is going to have their destiny altered during the service. You know, we have the Dream Team where you can get involved. And if you do Growth Track, you can get involved in the Dream Team. We have the Kids Ministry, which is awesome. If you've got a passion for kids, get involved in that. If you do Growth Track, we'll tell you more about how you can get involved in that. And we'll tell you more about how to get involved in worship if you've got a passion for worship. Currently, all of our locations, we do worship on MP3. And I love it. I think it's awesome. I enjoy it very much. I experience the presence of God when we worship. But you know, long term, we're really desiring to have a live worship band, and we're growing towards that. And if you are musically inclined and you have a passion for worship and helping people to experience God's presence and connect with Him in song, then I want to encourage you, come to your campus pastor. Tell us so that we know who you are, so that as we're building bands at the different locations, we can think of you when we do that, and we can put you there. But then, you know, I know some of you would feel the call to go into all the world and to preach the gospel. And, you know, our vision is, as we plant churches, to send someone who's going to lead that campus. So if we're wanting to plant a church in Timbuktu, not that we have a vision for that, I'm just saying as an example, we're planning to plant over here. We're sending a campus pastor or a pastoral couple to go there and lead it. But we're wanting to send other people, singles and couples, with that leadership to help support that church. And it wouldn't be that you're full-time necessarily. It would be that maybe you get a job in the community, which means you can reach into the community. You'd earn a salary to support the church plant, and you would be part of the leadership of that church and shepherding that church and helping to reach out into that community. So our vision is to, when we plant churches, to send teams of people. Some people would be full-time in the ministry. Some people would be full-time in the vocational ministry of reaching out to people in the marketplace and getting into the life of the community. And, you know, we've got a vision to reach out all over the world as God opens up opportunities. So if you're kind of feeling a stirring on your heart to kind of go to another city, another town, another nation, to be able to, for whatever reason, for ministry, you know, for work, maybe you can get a job as a teacher or a businessman in a Muslim nation. That would be awesome. Yeah, you know, we would want to equip you, train you, see if we can put people around you to go with you as a team to be able to help start churches. Because this is the way we're going to reach the world, is through church planting. And so I want to encourage you, if you've got that on your heart, or pray about it, come and speak to the leadership about it so we can start equipping you and preparing you and praying about it as to when is the time and where are the right places, etc. We also got, obviously, Pretoria is basically a church plant. We've got a church plant in Albania. Those two church plants, we're wanting to send people there to also work in the community and help support the leadership there. And so there's also two opportunities to pray about moving there, getting a job in the community and supporting the leadership of those churches. So, you know, I just wanted to encourage you and stir you up today about the vision that we have as Grace Life and the calling that we have as believers to impact the world. God has designed us with the nations in mind, of reaching the nations, being a blessing to the nations, and impacting the world for eternity. So we're part of that. And I encourage you, all of us are part of that. But we all got one. What's your next step? We've all got a next step that we can take in growing in this. Maybe for some of you, it's growth track. Maybe for some of you, it's coming to talk to leadership about, you know, helping to plant a church in a foreign nation. Whatever your next step is, I want to encourage you to take it. Maybe your next step today is becoming a Christian and receiving the life of Christ, or receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or getting baptized in water, or starting to do Rooted as a discipleship program. Whatever your next step is, I encourage you to take it. Because together we're on an awesome journey, and this journey isn't for one person. It's not just for me to do it, it's for all of us to do it together. God's called us to do this together as a family. And it's such a joy and a privilege for us to do it together. Amen.
We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to talk to someone, or if you'd like us to pray with you, please contact us on 021-8800-168 or at info@gracelifeministries.co.za. If you'd like to order more resources or find out more about us, you can visit our website at gracelifeministries.co.za. We'd also love to connect with you on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube.